AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The search for three cop killers is expanding north of Chicago, though police admit they have little information to go on as they try to find the men suspected of shooting Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz. Fox Lake, Illinois Mayor Donnie Schmidt remembers his friend as a good guy with a dry sense of humor.
Every time I saw him, I said, "Hey, Joe, let me use your gun." And he always tell me negative. And when you got done and you told him something, he go, "Roger that." Every morning he said he was vertical and caffeinated.
In the words of one woman we talked with, even the criminals liked him. He was due to retire at the end of the month. Rowan County, Kentucky, Clerk Kim Davis is due in court for a contempt hearing today. She's refusing to issue marriage licenses to gays because of her religious beliefs. The judge could send her to jail or fine her. Our Adam Beam is in Kentucky.
If the judge does fine her, the question would be, will that be her personal money she has to pay, or would it come from the county budget?
The special House committee investigating the Benghazi attack hears today from a former aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Here's our Jerry Bolander.
Congress won't return until next week, but the special House committee that's investigating the attack on the consulate in Benghazi isn't waiting. It is set to quiz Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, behind closed doors today, and top policy aide Jake Sullivan tomorrow. In addition to the attack, both are certain to be asked about Clinton's use of a private email account instead of one from the State Department. Clinton is scheduled to go before the committee late next month. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Stocks are up around the world today. The Dow closed up 293 points yesterday to end the day at 16,351. Dow futures are up. This is AP Radio News. Even though stocks rebounded yesterday on Wall Street, our Julie Walker in New York says investors are still nervous.
Despite the major indexes ending yesterday in positive territory, investors remain on edge after the market plunge earlier this week, which was triggered by more signs of slowing growth in China. Over the rest of the week, the U.S. will likely become the main focus in the markets. A raft of economic data culminates with Friday's non-farm payrolls report for August. Many in the markets think that a strong number there will be all that is needed for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates at its next meeting, September 17th. Julie Walker, New York.
More than 14 million of us are flying somewhere for the Labor Day holiday. That's 3% more than last year, according to an industry group. Tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day of the long weekend. This information from the industry trade group called Airlines for America. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.